Hi, you're listening to a podcast from Frontline Youth Group. We're so glad you're here. This podcast was recorded at our weekly Frontline program. We hope it encourages you and we'd love to see you at our next event. Enjoy.
Wonderful people, God-honoring people who were just married like a month ago. Anyway, give it up for them. The newlyweds. Yes. And guys, tell us, how did you meet? Because it'll be of interest to a few people. Yeah.
For a scene, and I introduced myself, pretending I didn't know who he was because we matched on the app. And so I just introduced myself, and Stephen boldly instead said, "Hey, we matched on that dating app," rather than just saying, "Hi, I'm Stephen." So it was anyway. At that point, I wasn't surprisingly put off. So here we are. So we did all right, didn't we?
How good.
Yeah, no, that's how we met technically. So church, which is pretty special.
Yeah. I just realised this feels a little bit like a game show, like I'm hosting. Partly it was just because we wanted to change the look of everything, but then also there was not a third stool, so I've just got to stand. But this is fun. This is fun. I'll just shrink a little bit and then we're the same. Has Stephen anything to add on that? Background on your relationship, any story, anything that you're enjoying about married life since you've... early married life. You'll continue to learn. You continue to learn more about what you do like and don't like, Holly, isn't that right? About your husband. But you also love each other more and more, which you don't feel like is possible when you first get married, but it's an exciting thing. So, number one, go to Frontline. Number two, sign up for our Frontline promo videos and you might end up like these guys. Speaking of, we are in relationship series, which means we like to have some fun with this because sometimes relationships can feel pretty heavy. And so we decided that we would do what we've always done and do a bit of a music video. And it's pretty special this year. We're going to follow a journey of a particular character or two. And we're going to watch the first scene to set the whole thing up now. So let's watch.
Time yesterday, I finally found the missing part of me. I felt so close, but you were far away. Left me without anything to say.
Daddy, who's that?
That man, that's Daisy. You've known Daisy for like ever.
Yeah, but. Different about her today, you know?
She got her braces off.
Oh!
Now I'm speechless, over the edge, I'm just breathless. I never thought that I'd catch this love bug again.
Hey, Daisy, what up?
Oh, hey, Cam.
Hey, so, going to Amy's 18th tonight.
Oh, yeah, I am. I'm super excited. I'm going to buy something to wear tonight.
Oh, I'm sure every buy will look fantastic. Fantastic.
Surprise me, strangers tonight. Must be from a different life.
Absolutely.
Oh, part one. How good. Wow. Can't wait to see what happens next. Yeah. Leave it on a cliffhanger. So, first impressions. And first impressions, you only make one first impression with somebody when you first meet them. And for Daisy, things changed when the braces came off and all of a sudden there was a second impression. And Nico was all excited, not Nico, sorry, Cam. Cam was all excited by what he saw. Tell us, guys, when it comes to your experience, what's the first thing? Because we're in a series at the moment called First Things First. First Things First. And so we have to consider what the first things we consider are when it comes to a relationship. And so for you guys, when it came to what you were considering in entering a relationship, how did you know you were ready for a relationship? And then considering someone as the right person to enter a relationship with, how did you know that for you guys? And peace, you know, as well, within all of that as well. You come to a point, and nobody is perfect, but you come to a point where you have peace in, okay, God is calling me to make a step here, to take a step, and sometimes it's a scary one, but obviously you did that with him as well. How about you, Minchin?
Yeah, well, mine was very similar to Stephen's, but as someone who loves control, was letting go and having peace over, that was in my notes, that if I was to meet someone, that would be the timing. So I think all those elements play into that, yeah.
And how did you know that Stephen was the guy?
Great question. I feel like that's a really hard thing. I think that people put a lot of, I don't know, pressure on the whole, I had butterflies, and like, I just knew he was the one from the first moment. Like, that was not the case with Stephen. Look, I love him. I didn't have butterflies the first time I met him. I just thought he was a lovely guy. He had all the characteristics. He was a Christian. He was involved and serving in the church. And I was learning with time that we were equally yoked. And that was, I guess, moves on to the second question of considering someone as the right person to enter a relationship with. Are they serving in the church? Are they involved? Are they a Christian? Are we equally yoked? All those things come into fact.
Yeah. Why is serving in church an important one for either of you? I know, throw that to you on off the cuff. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We all want our partner to be able to serve us. And that's just like human nature, is that we want people to serve us. When relationships are about serving others, but also you see that their ability to serve comes back to, well, how are they serving God in their life first and foremost? Before you get into any relationship, how they are serving God before they're in a romantic relationship is going to tell you something about what they're going to be like in a romantic relationship, because that should be, hopefully, their first love. And you mentioned unequally yoked, Imogen. Why is being equally yoked? Well, firstly, what does equally yoked mean for some of us? And why is it so important when it comes to relationships? And another kind of extension of that, can you be in an unequally yoked relationship even if you're both Christians? Yeah, go for it. So good. Absolutely. Think about that triangle we often use a reference. If you are focusing on God, then it means that naturally the two of you are getting closer together. But if you don't have the same perspective when it comes to your number one, when it comes to God, then you're not going to get close. You're going to continue to go in different directions. I was even thinking of an example how, you know, many times as guys, but probably mainly as girls, we see people go to the toilet, right? And I was thinking about that at main event. Not just girls go to the toilet, by the way, but you'll get what I'm saying in a moment. At main event, it's like you see some people and it's like right before the response time, and I watch a couple of girls walk out. Now, only one of them probably needed to go to the toilet. And yet they took another person out of that moment because for some reason it often takes two. And it's a really good example and an important example, as funny as it might be, to remember that sometimes we tie ourselves to these people who are going to metaphorically go to the toilet at the wrong times in life. And we tie ourselves because we have this yoke in a relationship. We're with the person. And we often want to go to the same place as that person. But it comes a time where actually God's calling you to stay in the building as opposed to go downstairs. And that's a lesson for all of us. Like, when the word's on, unless you absolutely have to go, stay in the building, stay in the space, stay here, and don't take your friend with you, because here is where you need to be. And it's the same with our relationship. God's presence is where you need to be. And so if you partner yourself with a person who's going to take you away from that, then it is never worth it, and you will never fulfill your potential as a follower of God. And so I want to reiterate that. Being equally yoked, so, so important. Let's move on to the next video, part two.
Hey, Cam, you ready to have lunch?
You're going out with a girl?
Wait a minute, to play Fortnite.
Cooties.
Okay, sorry, Daisy, I'm hanging with the boys, you know, so I'm kind of busy.
Well, fine. I didn't want to have lunch anyway.
Told you I made dinner plans. For you and me and no one else. That don't include your crazy friends. Oh, I'm done with awkward situations, empty conversations. This is an SOS, don't wanna second guess. This is the bottom line, it's true. I give my all for you, now my heart's in two.
Daisy, Daisy, sorry, the boys just giving me crap for liking it. I didn't want to.
And you didn't what?
So it's just not cool to hang out with me when you're like a friend?
No, no, it's not like that. I just want them to make fun of me for liking you.
So you made fun of me instead?
I didn't try to. It just happened. Are you upset?
You know I'm upset. I don't know if this is going to be
out. Daisy! Should've loved you better, but I couldn't even love myself. Said that we're in this together, then I didn't even try to help. When you needed me, I wasn't there to get you through it all. I should've loved you better. I should've loved you better, 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 better.
Oh no. Oh no, Cam. What have you done? What have you done? You know, as guys, we often have certain things that ladies misunderstand about us, and ladies often have certain things that guys misunderstand about them. And so, talk to us about perhaps one thing that ladies misunderstand about guys, Stephen, and maybe one thing that men misunderstand about ladies. And there could be a number of things, but maybe just give us one or two.
I said a pre-warning on the absolute worst problem solver. Isn't that clear? Ladies, you totally get that, right? Thanks, Tori. Thank you. Yes, ladies! One thing that ladies misunderstand about guys, I had quite the long list, and I had to get to one. Silence doesn't always mean indifference. So what I mean by that is men process things often, not always, this one certainly does, internally, and may not always have words right away. So I think in my head, as someone who is very externalises her feelings, if Stephen and I have a disagreement, I'm ready to go. Got it all out, ready to get the feelings out, and Sim's like, absolutely not, and like needs the processing time. So I think as ladies, we often misunderstand how a guy's feeling, or understanding that they sometimes just need, it could be a brother, a dad, anyone, a guy in your life, that they just need, often just need time to process and mellow their thoughts, whereas we're often just ready to go.
Yeah, good ones. And we might keep digging into that in life groups next week as well. Our final question for you guys. In terms of keeping God at the center of your relationship, how do you lead each other in that space now that you're married as well, in reading the word, in worship, in prayer, in your discipleship together? How does that look for you both?
Priority to invest in the church and godly friendships outside of our relationships, because I know we're talking about relationships, but you know, friendships come under that as well. It's easy, especially in the early stages of dating, to isolate yourselves and focus only on each other. Mm. But belonging in community and making time for friendships not only strengthens us individually, but also keeps God at the centre of our relationship. And look, I love Stephen, but both of us know how important it is to have our own girl and guy time with friends. And we always come back feeling refreshed and encouraged from that, whether that be, you know, one-on-one groups, young adults, whatever that looks like. Yeah, just really time for friends and community.
Putting good godly people around you, you don't graduate from that. You continue to stay in it. It's so good. Awesome, guys. Can we give these guys a hand for sharing tonight? Thank you so much. And keep the applause going, because we're going to welcome up Dan and Lauren Gash, who are our young adult pastors at LMC. So excited to have you guys with us. You might see, by the way, some young adults. We've seen these guys come across a few times because they are starting to connect with the year 12s as well. But one day you will be in young adults. You won't be in frontline anymore. And it's exciting to have our two pastors who do an amazing job in a young adult ministry like we do, that us leaders can be a part of in the church as well. And it just keeps going and gets better and better as we continue on our journey with Christ. And so thank you guys for being here. Both former frontline leaders as well for a long, long time, which is
a while ago too.
So tell us about your relationship, guys. How did you meet?
So we met in high school. We, you know, started probably like a lot of you in year 7 in the same year level together. He doesn't remember me in year 7, no. And yeah, but we weren't really the same friendship groups going through high school or anything like that. And Daniel first told me he liked me about halfway through year 12. Cute fact, I'll say cute. The only class we shared in year 12 together was further maths. And he always wanted to try and sit next to me, to the extent that even if I purposely sat on the end of a row, he would pull up a table from the back or the front and sit it next to me. So I couldn't get away from him in further maths.
And look at you now. Look at you now. It works sometimes. Maybe get the hint if she's saying no, by the way, too. So how has God shown his goodness through your relationship, guys? In you know, you've been married a while now. How has he shown his goodness through the seasons that you've walked through?
Awesome. Yeah, so we have been married for 11 years. So getting on in our married years together. But I think the biggest way, we did have a different answer for this each, but I think the biggest way that I feel like I've seen God's goodness in our relationship is through the community that we have around us. I don't think that we would be where we are or as strong as a couple as we are right now without the community that we have around us. And by community, I specifically mean the Christian community we have around us, which is our family, our friends, our church, our pastors, and we just know that they're for us and they're praying for us, and it's been, I think, our biggest blessing.
And it's so important that we remember that God's map for us in relationship is to bless us. it continues to bless us. And we often see this as a set of rules, and yet this is the word of God to set from our maker, our creator, who set relationships as a thing in the first place, in order to bless us, that we would follow it. And sometimes it's hard, and yet this is the fruit. This is the fruit. And yes, it's not always easy, but we see the goodness of God through marriage, through faithfulness, through family. And then, of course, through, as you've mentioned, so much of what the goodness has been through people around God in your life, and enjoying that together and serving together. And so in that, honoring God's design for relationship, honoring God's word above society, what are some key truths that we as young people need to hold on to when it comes to relationships, and why?
Your body was made for the Lord. Mm. And so that comes from Corinthians 6, 12 to 13. You say that I'm allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you. And even though I'm allowed to do anything, I must not become a slave to anything. Mm. You say food was made for the stomach and the stomach for food. This is true, though someday God will do away with both of them. But you can't say that your bodies were made for sexual immorality. They were made for the Lord, and the Lord cares about our bodies. And so the first truth being that your body is actually made for God.
Yeah.
The second truth is to honor God with your body. And so that comes again from 1 Corinthians 6:19 to 20. Do you not know that your bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies.
Mm.
So it's always important to think about, how am I honoring God with the body that he has given me? And the third truth is, trust God with your body. So Galatians 2:20 says that my old self has been crucified with Christ.
Mm.
It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So trust God that he made you the way that you're meant to be made. Trust God that he will fulfill your desires in relationships. Trust God didn't give you desires that he will not fill.
Yeah.
And the fourth truth is to use your body as an act of worship for God. So Paul instructs us, do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourselves completely to God, for you were dead, but now you have new life. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God, and that's from Romans 6:13. And then he goes on in Romans 12:1 to 2 to say, offer your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice, because all he has done for you.
Yeah, it's so good. And I know that when we hear this, all of us have different experiences when it comes to this as well. And we want to reiterate that there is always redemption in Jesus, and we want to walk with you if you have experienced hurt. When it comes to your body, or when it comes to, sex, particularly within that, we want to walk through you in that, and God has plans for you and purposes for you outside of that as well, and freedom within that. But we are to protect what he has given us, and it is a gift. Our bodies are a gift that we are able to give to our future spouse as well. And so it's so, so important that you begin training in these principles now, and not just training physically, but training in your mind. And what you're thinking about, and what you're giving room for in your mind. Do you have something to add on that, Dan? No. Excellent. So some big things in that, and I know that we are going to unpack a little bit more within it in life groups next week. We're going to talk about sex a little bit more, and so encourage you not to be afraid of that, not to be afraid of those conversations, because we want to walk through it with you. We're all journeying through different elements of this as well, and we want to hold to God's word just as we want you to, as Lauren has shared with those truths. Let's watch the final part of this video.
Every second I'm with you, I didn't know what I was after until I found it all in you. This I know. If tonight is all we got, don't let go. Used to pray for a moment just like this. There's a fire in your eyes, I can't resist. Baby, we're gonna wanna remember this. Baby, we're gonna wanna remember this. I can taste it forever on your lips. There's a lifetime living inside that kiss. Baby, we're gonna wanna remember this. Baby, we're gonna wanna remember this. Pray for a moment just like this. There's a fire in your eyes, I can't resist. Baby, we ain't gonna wanna remember this. You know it's true. Baby, we're gonna wanna remember this. Used to pray for a moment just like this. There's a fire in your eyes, I can't resist. Baby, we're gonna wanna remember this. Baby, we're gonna wanna remember this. I can taste the forever on your lips. There's a lifetime living inside that kiss. Baby, we're gonna wanna remember this. Baby, we're gonna wanna remember this.
Let's give our leaders a hand. How good. Well done. And thank you, Mads, for editing all of that and putting it together. Give her a round of applause as well. So good. So mentioned about communication there. And communication was a key hindrance to their relationship, but then they worked it out and Cam communicated well at the end there. What have you guys learnt about communication through different seasons of your relationship, and what's important to consider as a young person working on how to communicate through different aspects of life, such as being interested in someone, you might be going through that at the moment, or breaking up with someone, or being in a relationship? What does that look like when it comes to communication, Dan? And it's so important, because in our flesh we want to rush to the next thing. And I think about that. I think about our relationship where we dated for 3 years, and I wouldn't take back a single day, because you don't get that time back. And you continue to do that. And, you know, we had some years before we had Nora as well. And just trusting in God's timing. Every person walks a different walk. And so that your walk and your timing is going to be different as well. And so it's not a formula. You don't see, oh, they dated for 2 years, so we're going to go and do that. But having those people to communicate that effectively with you is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Laura, I'm going to throw you one here. If things aren't going, and I haven't written this down, sorry. If things aren't going to plan in a relationship, and maybe you've done it in a very God-honoring way, but things just aren't working out, how do you communicate that effectively with the other person?
Are you talking about breaking up?
Yeah, breaking up. And really quickly, when it comes to getting into a relationship as well, what are some key things to consider when it comes to that, Dan? Parents would be one of them. Can I give you that? Yeah, parents are important. That's good. Absolutely. You're in a training ground right now, whether you feel like you're in like your forever relationship or not, you're in a training ground. And so train in, just as Dan has said, seek first the kingdom of God, his relationship. And if you're taking notes, I've got four P's for you to consider right now. When it comes to your relationships, we must consider peace, as has been said by Imogen, peace. We must consider parents. We must consider the pace. As Dan has said, the timing, pace, and positive people, which is the final point really that we want to reiterate. It has been a recurring theme here when it comes to community. So peace, parents, pace, and positive people. Four P's for our relationships tonight. And finally, just as we close, why is church community so important when it comes to relationships? And as a teenager, even now, why is that a blessing? And why should we be in front line and in church together as a community?
Because maybe your family don't attend church, but I know your leaders are here to help you get to church and things. because the thing with church is it means that people are always praying for you. Mm. You'll be surprised how much the older generation in church is praying for you guys. They are praying for you all the time. And advice, there is just so much wealth and advice out there, and Dan and I are big on mentorship and accountability because we've had such important mentors in our life. And accountability is a good thing because relationships are fun. Being a teenager, having crushes, flirting, it's all fun and it's all natural and it's all, it's not bad, it's natural good stuff. And finding that balance though between when maybe your flirting behavior becomes a little bit uncomfortable for the other gender, or you need someone just to call you out and be like, hey, you're going a bit far. You know, people in church can do that in a loving way.
Yeah.
And so they give you perspective, they give you accountability if you are in a relationship. We need to not pretend that temptation isn't there. It is. You're teenagers, and temptations are there. And so having people in church that can keep you accountable, that you can go to and ask for prayer for, is really important.
Brilliant. Can we thank these guys for coming out tonight? Thank you so much. And thank you to Stephen and Imogen as well. Thank you so much. What great wisdom. And we're just touching mountaintops, I know, tonight. And we're going to continue this conversation next week around positive people, around leaders who love you and care for you as well. So why don't we pray and close. Father, we thank you so much for tonight. We thank you that you are the creator of relationships, that you've given us relationships as a gift. And each one of us right now, we may not be in a position where we're ready to enter into a romantic relationship, but Father, each one of us are in relationships. We're in relationships with our families, with our friends, and most importantly, we're in relationship with you. And so right now, I pray that every single one of us would take seriously the relationships in our life and do what we need to do to set ourselves up for the best possible future that you have for us. So we thank you for your word. We thank you for your truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now it's 9:32, but there was a recurring theme that we had within that relationship series montage of songs. Who was the band? Who was the band of all those songs? Does anyone know? The Jonas Brothers. So if you've got 3 minutes, we've got a Jonas Brothers music video. Do you think your parents will be all right with that? All right, let's close with the Jonas Brothers for 2025.